Hi there, everyone. It's Dr. Karen Kanganet, and this is the Law of Attraction and Love radio show. This week, we're going to be talking about tools to supercharge your ability to manifest, specifically manifesting your dream partner. The tools I'm going to talk about today are the tools that I personally use to help me manifest all the things that are important to me. Sometimes it doesn't take that much energy to manifest, let's say, so-called not as big things. Like, I consider not as big things like manifesting the weather. I mean, it sounds kind of funny that it's not that big a deal. But I guess it just depends on how badly I want the weather to change for me. When I don't really have an opinion, the weather is just the weather, and it doesn't really matter whether it's raining or snowing or sunny. But if it really, really matters to me that the weather is a certain direction because I need to drive somewhere and I want the roads to be clear, or a friend of mine is driving or flying and there's a snowstorm ahead and I want to change that, well, then all I need to do is just to say a prayer and visualize the storm moving away or clearing an area, and invariably 9 times out of 10 it does exactly that. Now, that doesn't take a lot of energy in general. It doesn't take a lot of work. Today, what I'm going to talk to you about is the tools that I use to manifest those other things that do take more energy, and manifesting your dream partner is probably one of those things for most people. It is a big deal. It's not easy. It's not that it's hard, like it's complicated. It's actually not. It's simple, but simple does not always mean easy for people. And those of you in the that are into, you know, New Age spirituality will have probably heard of the importance of being in the moment. You know, fans of Eckhart Tolle, you know, The New Earth and his other books, which are becoming more and more popular, and it's wonderful, talk a lot about letting go of our ego self and being in the now, being present, being in the moment. And it's much easier said than done. And I'll tell you how that happened, or what happened with us when we were my dream partner James and I were skating last week for the Adult National Figure Skating Championships. And so first of all, if you are live listening to the show, please feel free to call in if you have any questions. And I do prefer that when you do call in, that you just give me your first name and your question about the Law of Attraction or Law of Attraction Love or about relationships. And the number to call in is area code 347-945-6313. All right. So I'm going to answer some questions that came in and a comment first. The first one here, before we get to our main topic for today, this first one is from Stas, and Stas is from Holland, and he's Russian, and just, he just wanted to congratulate us. Dear Dr. Karen, congratulations on your winning the gold medal. I'm very happy for you that you achieved your goal. Really good. And very nice pictures. I'm sending you lots of positive energy for your future skating experiences and competitions. God bless you. Greetings from Russian boy from Holland. So Stas, to you, thank you so much. That's very, very sweet for you to write in, and thank you very much for the positive energy. And, you know, I know a lot of people thought about us, and this is one of the lessons that I wanted to touch on today, even though it isn't part of our tools talk. It's one of the lessons I learned this year was that I have not always been good at receiving. Very, very good at giving, and it just comes as a second nature. I think from, you know, my mother was very, very generous. However, I was never balanced on the receiving end, and a lot of time that was because I blocked the receiving. And I think we all do this to some extent. So I want you to think about it. In your life, the areas where you may not be open to receiving. In the past, when people would give us compliments or wish us good luck, I would say thank you, but I energetically, I wouldn't open my heart to receive that. I wouldn't take in their energy as if I didn't deserve it. I'm not really sure what it was. It's hard to think about it now because I'm in a different place, but I do remember just sort of the compliment would come and it wouldn't feel like anything, and it was because I would not allow it to penetrate my body, my energy field. And I made a conscious effort this time around for adult nationals. And certainly, I had, if you've been following my blog, I had a shoulder injury. And in the past, you know, these sorts of things don't really bother me that much with skating. It did disturb me with pair skating. And I realized that there's a purpose for everything. And the shoulder injury is a gift. And one of the things that I thought of that really made me feel really good about it was that I thought, I need help, you know, and it wasn't just about receiving from my friends and massage therapists and healers, but about really opening myself to receiving all the well wishes of everyone, including all of you. You know, if you had me in your thoughts and wished me good luck for the competition, you know, that was a lot. That meant a lot, not only emotionally, but energetically. You're thinking of me or wishing me good luck, sending me positive vibes, adds to my vibration of creating the desired outcome. And in this case, you know, my intention to win a gold medal and that, you know, coming to fruition. So this time around, I really, really attempted and practiced opening myself up to all of the well wishes of people. And the other thing I practiced was to ask for support. So I have many different networks in all different areas of my life and my career and friends and buddies that I go to personal transformation courses with. And I sent an email blast to everyone and I said, hey, you know what? I could really use your energy. You know, if you have it there, just a moment of prayer, something, that would really be great. And you know what? And if they didn't, that's fine. I'm not attached to that. But at the same time, having asked for that, it was so easy for people to say, yeah, sure, you know, I definitely can think of you and send positive energy. And I have so many friends that are, you know, not from in town, but it was like, wow, you know, everyone just, you know, either wrote me a quick email, said, yep, you know, I did it. I, you know, sent you some positive energy, good luck, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then we had like probably about 50 people in the stands from home also, you know, sharing their energy with me. So my gold medal win is not a gold medal really for James and I. It actually is a gold medal for a team of people that's probably hundreds of people wide. And that is so amazing. I really felt that this time. It wasn't like just me, you know, skating out there. It was like everyone. I mean, I even felt angels descend on the arena. It was so beautiful. I was practically in tears. Did we skate perfectly? Nope. Nope. We made lots of mistakes. And that was another good learning too, because I get very attached to being perfect and the universe keeps trying to teach me, you know, it's not about perfect. You know, your human experience, your spiritual being, having a human experience is not about being perfect. Can you love yourself? Can you be completely compassionate with yourself and others when they're not perfect? And so this was another venue where I got to practice that. It was pretty uncomfortable, you know, at times, you know, when we were making mistakes. And James actually made, you know, relatively more mistakes than I did, but he's brand new at the sport. He did exceptionally well for his very first competition. It was a great experience for me to practice that compassion, you know, and also a great experience practice being in the now. You know, when skating is very much in the now, you have to be, you know, where is my skate blade going right now? Where is the balance in my body right now? And if you flub up something, you can't be back in the past going, shoot, I flubbed that jump up, oh dear, I can't win the gold now. You know, those thoughts used to go through my mind, and it goes through every single skater's mind at some point in their life. And if you can get past that, and I think it's the same for everyone in their life, whether they're searching, manifesting a dream partner, or they're trying to manifest their dream home, or to manifest perfect health, is that when you have so-called setbacks, can you move on? You know, can you go, oh, okay, move on, you know, and not put any energy into degrading yourself or denigrating your efforts for your mistakes. Can you just move on? You know, let it go. Go, oh, well, made a mistake. Keep going. And I love figure skating so much, partly, I think, because I have a very difficult time being in the moment in the rest of my life. And figure skating forces me, truly, to practice being in the moment. Because when you make a mistake, you have to move on. You can't think too far ahead into your skating program, too, because then you flub up what you're currently doing. So it's just a wonderful way to practice that. And I'm sure those of you out there that aren't skaters, you know, have other ways that you could practice it. But that's one of the reasons why I love skating, so I can practice being in the now. So thank you again, Steph. It's a long story, but thank you, Steph, very much for your email and all those things. Makes a difference. So even though it's an aside from our tools talk today, please be open to asking for support from your friends, from your family, from counselors, whoever it is. They can say no, and that's okay. But you never know who's out there who has the energy to give you support if you don't ask. So it's a very important point. All right. So I'm going to move on here. A letter from Carol. Thank you very much, Carol, for writing in. And Carol writes, "Hi, Karen. I've been in five long-term relationships, each lasting over 2 years, the longest being 6 years. I thought that they were all right at the beginning, but after some time, I felt differently. I'm a 42-year-old female and have been involved with women only. I have never been one for such titles, such as a lesbian, nor have I really felt confident to shout it out loud. I'm now single and exhausted. Recently, after a very complicated and stressful relationship, I feel I don't want to bother with anyone and may never again. An important point is that I realize that I've been looking for happiness in someone else and have never found it." Well, good for you for realizing that. Okay, she also writes, "I want to be one of the universe's energy, filling my journey as intended by God. I'm at a crossroads and now asking myself if a relationship with a woman is the direction I should be going. As far as my attraction to men, I have been attracted to them but never had a loving connection, and because of that, never had an emotional or physical relationship with one. My question for you is simply your advice." Again, thank you, Carol, very much for your detailed letter and your vulnerability and for your willingness to ask for advice. I think that is awesome. There's a lot of stuff here. One of the things I wanted to point out is when, Carol, when you're saying that an important point that I realize I've been looking for happiness in someone else and I've never found it, boy, is that the money right there. That is the pot of gold. This is so common that everybody looks to another person to reflect back to them that they are lovable. And I'm no exception. And it stems from our childhood. I mean, I don't want to go into blame here. You know, it's not about blaming your childhood, but just understanding where it comes from can bring compassion to the whole situation. So as a child, it's just the way it is. We get feedback from our parents, whether our behavior is acceptable or not. And that when it's not, then we don't feel loved and we get this sense of rejection from our parents. And then, unfortunately, we carry that through our adult life until we become conscious of it. One of the resources I wanted to tell everybody about, and although it's not a tool per se, but I absolutely love this book. It's by Gay and Kathleen Hendricks, and there's a link from my website to theirs. And it is called Conscious Loving. So, again, it's Gay and Kathleen Hendricks, and the book is called Conscious Loving. I think it's the very first book that I read that I really resonated with and understood this whole concept that, you know, Carol's talking about, is that you can't find happiness in someone else. What happens is that when we do that, we give someone else our power, and we are less than whole. And becoming whole means finding your happiness from within. And when you want a relationship, ideally we want the relationship for the right reasons. Now, if you guys have been on signing up to the newsletter, there is one newsletter on that, being in the relationships for the right reasons. So let's talk a little bit about the so-called wrong reasons to be in a relationship. So the wrong reasons run like this. I want to be in relationship because I can't be happy unless I am. Might have heard of that one before. Or how about this one? I want to be in relationship because I don't feel whole if I'm not in relationship. And how about this one? Everyone is in a relationship and I'm single and I really feel uncomfortable because I think that, I mean, you know, doesn't everybody need to be in a relationship? And of course, the answer is no to that one. And I think Carol actually is, you are getting to that point where I think it's important for you to create some space in your life. You're exhausted right now. And you've been in intense relationships for several years. I mean, you certainly, you know, obviously having been in what I call long-term relationships, so over several years, have put a lot of energy into them. And it sounds like you do need some space or time away to really decide and figure out who you are and really how you can create happiness for yourself. And I know with, even though I was trying very, very hard to manifest my dream skating partner and my ideal love partner at the same time before I found James, the moment that I found him was really the moment where I was very, very happy in my single life. I mean, yeah, I missed having a skating partner the most, to be honest, but I didn't miss having a boyfriend, you know, that much at that point. And I was just having a really great time, you know, really getting to know myself, really asking myself, well, what do I want to eat today? Well, where do I want to go? And, you know, how do I want to live my life? And when do I want to go to sleep? And when do I want to wake up? And, you know, how sociable do I really want to be? Because I have such a good, what I call merger. I was so good at merging with my partner that I lost completely my sense of self. And the book Conscious Loving was very, very helpful because it talked a lot about, that you are completely responsible for your happiness and your life. And each partner in a relationship, the true reason we're in relationship, even though we're not conscious of it most of the time, but the true reason that we're in relationship is to grow ourselves. That's it. End of story. Nothing more. It sounds kind of boring maybe or weird, but our desire to couple, our desire to be in relationship is actually an unconscious spiritual desire to grow ourselves beyond our comfort zone, to heal, you know, past wounds, to accomplish what we were meant to be on this earth for. And I'm just not talking about love relationships or romantic relationships. I'm talking about, you know, relationships with your coworkers, with your friends, with your family, with your siblings, all of your relationships. And that's all they're there for. You know, that person that you attract into your life was there to teach you something. And, for example, if a woman has been in an abusive relationship, that person's a teacher. Maybe teaching you to stand up for yourself, to love yourself enough to create healthy boundaries between you and the other person. So at this point, Carol, whatever you're going through really has nothing to do with your sexual orientation. I wouldn't worry about that if you're not that attracted to men at this point. Or I think what you want to do is really get deep down inside the origin of, the reasons that you may be manifesting difficult or exhausting relationships. There are some thoughts or beliefs in your mind that have sort of recreated these relationships. And like you said at the beginning, they're great, but then, you know, what happens is that our stuff comes out. And the more enlightened so-called one is, the faster the stuff comes out in relationships. So for you, it took a couple years, but boy, you know, when you get really good at this, your stuff starts coming out within a couple of months, you know. And it's not bad. You can get through to the other side. And I'm just curious whether or not you had any couples counseling with any of your partners. I truly, truly, truly believe very strongly in couples counseling as well. And my couples counselor is excellent. She's also a spiritual energy healer. Her name is Pat Dion Dixon. And she's out of healingadventures.com. So you can check out her website. She does do private sessions over the phone. I don't know whether she does couples over the phone, but she's really excellent. So pretty soon after James came to live with me, I said I told him it was really, really important for me to continue being conscious in our relationships and not going back to old patterns. I wanted to heal those old patterns. So I asked him if he was willing to go to couples counseling, and he said sure. And of course he said sure because I'd you know, purposely manifested a partner who was going to be cool with all that kind of stuff because I wanted that, you know, in my next relationship. And so we've been going monthly ever since, and it's awesome. It's totally awesome. We do our private sessions as well with Pat, and then we do our couple sessions, and I can't tell you how helpful it is. We all go unconscious. That's just the way it is, you know, and it really helps to have that objective third person to point out, hey, you know, this is your old stuff again. You know, let's see if we can bring it into consciousness and heal it. And so you can create a deeper connection. And when you create a deeper connection with another person, you're really creating a deeper connection with yourself and with spirit. And that's the bottom line. So, Carol, I wish you lots of love and in your journey, and I hope that was helpful. And the next question I have is from Shirley. Hi, Shirley. Actually, Shirley's a pal of mine. Shirley is totally awesome, too. Shirley asks, how do I attract a companion into my life? And similarly to what I was talking about before, Shirley, you need to ask yourself, what is it that you want out of this companion? You know, can you picture what kind of relationship you want to develop? Is this someone who, you know, you have a lot of, you know, fire and romance and, you know, can you picture yourself in that sort of, you know, deep, soulful, fiery relationship? Or maybe it's someone who you just want to be there to hang out with, to be as a friend, to do stuff with, but, you know, maybe not so complex. Maybe you want, you know, independent woman, and you want to stay very independent, and you want to have someone who respects that independence and gives you lots of space. You know, so the first thing you need to do, Shirley, is to be very, very clear on what you want, what your life is to look like. The universe can't help us manifest something if we're not clear on what we want. In fact, we get really mixed results. And I've done plenty of mixed results in the past. And it's being clear is a huge practice and exercise for me. And I think that's the number one reason that people don't get what they want, is because they're not really clear. So ask yourself, what do I want my life to look like? What is this companion going to give to me? You know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to manifest a companion, because you want to have fun with someone, you want to interact with somebody, you want an exchange of energy, you know, that's excellent. I think that wanting a partner because you feel lonely, you don't think that you'll be happy with that one, now that's a different story, because as we heard from before, happiness comes from within. These are said and done, but what it means is we fill ourselves up first. The ideal partnership is we fill ourselves up first. We are full ourselves. We love ourselves, we love our lives as single people, and when that happens, we attract a person who's equally self-loving and whole, and when you put two whole people together, wow, amazing, amazing stuff can happen. You change the world, basically, with your relationship, and it's very powerful. Does this happen most of the time? No, not really. being whole it takes a while. It takes a while. And as long as we have that intention, that's what's important. So surely, number one, again, being very clear on why you want that person, and if it is about, you know, being lonely and all that kind of stuff, then you really need to work on yourself and figuring out, you know, how to make yourself happy. And the book that I recommend for that is Marcy Shymoff's new book, Happy for No Reason. Boy, is this book loaded with information and resources from all over. I mean, she likes all the same people I like. I mean, it's really cool. Being an energy worker, an acupuncturist, a doctor, you know, into all sorts of you know, Qigong and energy work. I mean, she talks a lot about all these different ways to support your own personal happiness. And our own personal story, of course, is in that book as well. So Happy for No Reason by Marcy Shymoff. I highly recommend that for everyone, as well as that the other book, Conscious Loving by Gay and Kathleen Hendricks. I believe both those books I put on my Law of Attraction and Love bookstore site. So you can just go to my website, www.lawofattractionandlove.com, and on the right-hand side, there's a link to the Law of Attraction and Love bookstore. So those books should be there in case you're looking to buy them from Amazon. So Shirley, without more from you in terms of what you're looking for, I would say, you know, make those steps your number one. And then please do read the first couple of chapters in the Creating Your Fairy Tale Love Life book. And I believe you bought a book from me already. So that the book will tell you step by step how to manifest that companion. And step number one is to become very clear on what you want. So thank you very much, Shirley, for writing in. Okay, let's get to our tools. I'm not going to talk about a lot of tools today, but I'm going to talk about the ones that I personally use and have found very, very helpful. I'm not going to talk about blocks to manifesting. That's going to be a future radio show, and that's a huge one. We could do that for like three shows, I think. But I'm going to talk about sort of on the production side, how do you create results using these tools. When you read, I think it's chapter 3 in the Creating Your Fairy Tale Love Life ebook, I talk about embodying your new reality. So your new reality being what you actually want. So once you become clear on what you want, the type of person you want to manifest, then you embody what you want. Now, embodying means that you are pretending with every ounce and every fiber of your being that what you are asking for and who you are asking for is actually currently in your reality, like now. So, for example, when I was preparing for the Adult National Figure Skating Championships, I would put on my music for my program, and I would skate it in my head, and I could feel, you know, my pulse rise and, you know, my emotions getting excited with the different parts of the choreography of the program, and I pictured myself you know, at the end, you know, giving bows and curtsies and just throwing off this huge energy to the crowd and the judges. And it's like every single molecule of my body was vibrating as if I had already won, that I had already skated well. Now, this embodying is extremely important, especially for manifesting what we call big things, so things that you decide in your own mind that are very, very important to you, or maybe that are somewhat more difficult to manifest than, say, a cup of coffee. So manifesting your love partner usually for most people is considered, quote-unquote, harder. Now, embodying does not come natural to people, and that's where these tools come into play. So the first tool I'm going to talk about is what I call mind power makeovers. So mind power is a term used by a great guru teacher in this area. His name is John Kehoe, and his book is Mind Power into the 21st Century. It's an awesome book, and I met John Kehoe at Master Your Mind, which was an intensive conference in L.A. a couple of months ago. This guy was amazing, just an amazing guy. And what the Mind Power Makeover is a technology that I use whereby you create positive affirmations for what you're wanting to manifest, and you set those positive affirmations to music. Now, you can use any sort of music. I prefer any music that is very, very inspirational for you. If you can choose something that you absolutely love, like, for example, I love Leanne Womack's song, I Hope You Can Dance. I mean, I have 5 versions of the song, you know, and I sing it all the time. You know, I've got the disco version and the country version and the radio version, and it's hilarious. But I absolutely love that song. So you want to pick a piece of music that is really inspirational for you. The other trick I use is that I use brainwave music to set off my affirmations as well. Now, brainwave music is music that when you listen with headphones, it actually teaches your brain to beat or to vibrate at a particular frequency. And when you're trying to create something, especially to create insight into your life and to manifest, I find that theta wave brain waves are very useful. Now, I do have a caution with theta waves. If you have ADHD, so attention hyperactivity or attention deficit disorder, you don't want to do theta, or at least not very much. You need to balance yourself with beta or delta brain waves. So for the rest of us that don't have ADD, the theta brain wave is very important for creativity and manifesting, I find. And so I will use that brain wave for skating and manifesting. How this technology works is that there is a program that you can purchase, I believe, I think they still have a special price going on. I think it was like $59.95. Don't quote me on that because I haven't checked recently. But they had a special going on with that, and I loved it so much. I became affiliated with them. I'll give you my affiliate link. It's called, harnessmindpower.com. So harnessmindpower.com. And it's a specialized computer program where you can, with the microphone, record affirmations in your own voice, and then the program lets you set it to music of your choice. So if you have a CD or an MP3 of the music you want, you can actually overlay it and do all sorts of cool stuff. You can increase the tone and the echo. You can make the music louder so that your voice is subliminal, or you can make your voice louder so the music's really in the background. And then it burns it on an audio for you. Audio CD, and then you listen to this. Now, with brainwave music, you want to listen with headphones because it works the best that way. And every morning before I wake up and I put on a set of headphones and I listen to my Mind Power Makeover CD that I've done for health. So I listen to that every morning. And then for skating, I have a special skating one that I listen to. And the reason the positive affirmations are so powerful is because it's done in your own voice. There's something that unlocks your unconscious when you hear your own voice. Now, one thing to hear my voice, you know, telling you that, you know, you are attractive, you let go of any negativity from past relationships, and you're open to new relationships, and that's more like hypnosis or guided imagery. But when you say I in your affirmations, and you say I forgive everyone in the past who's ever hurt me, and I'm open to new and loving relationships. When you say, I am attractive and lovable. When you say, I have excellent, loving relationships with everyone around me. You know, those affirmations said in your voice is the most powerful. So if you downloaded the Attracting Love Meditation MP3 from my site out of the free downloads, you know, listen to the affirmations that I use, and you can change them to make sure that they really resonate with you. Now, sometimes you'll say things that are not that comfortable because you don't believe it yet. Don't worry about that. You know, you can even add in an affirmation. My affirmations work even if I don't believe in them, or you can say my affirmations work whether I believe in them or not, and that will just, you know, cancel out any sort of question or negativity, you know, with regards to some of the affirmations that you heard on the Attracting Love MP3 download. So use that as your guide. And there are other affirmations that come with the program, and you can write your own, or you can follow along with their prompter on the program, and you can read their affirmations while you're recording it. So these people are masters of the law of attraction, and there's a lot of bonuses on that site, some from some of the secret teachers as well, that you can download automatically when you buy the product. I think it's an excellent product, so I highly recommend that. Again, that site, for my affiliate site, link is called harnessmindpower.com. And the program's called My Mind Makeover. And you probably heard me say Mind Power Makeovers previously, and that actually is a service that James created after meeting John Kehoe at Master Your Mind Intensive in January. It's a service that he actually coaches people through choosing their affirmations and recording them and using, you know, making sure that their voice quality is genuine. And he actually helps my patients record them, and then I tell him which brainwave CD I want them to listen to, and I have a whole collection. So, and if you want to check out James's site, it's mindpowermakeovers.com. Again, mindpowermakeovers.com. And if you want to get on his mailing list, he doesn't really have a lot of newsletters, but what he does do is if you give him your name and email address, you will be emailed a 21-page document which gives you a whole list of affirmations for you to get you started. And you can do a CD for like your whole life, or you can do just a health CD, and then like me, do a athlete CD or a relationship CD, you know. And all you need is about 5 minutes a day. You don't want to overdo it because then it's going to be like work and then it's not going to be fun. So all I do is I listen to at least one of my Mind Power CDs for 5 minutes a day, and that's it. And it gets me into that vibration of naturally manifesting without really having to work hard at it. And that's what's nice about these tools, you know, because it's not really about working hard. It's just living your life and just letting these tools help you and support you in your manifesting, you know. It's been estimated that for our brains to rewire a new program, because this is what you're doing with positive affirmations, is rewiring your brain. It takes about 3 weeks, and John Kehoe says about 3 to 5, where, you know, you just listen to them over and over and over again. And you know what happens is that if there's some conflict between what's happening now in your life and what you're saying in your affirmations, your subconscious mind feels that conflict. And then what happens is it wants to manifest what you're saying, because your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's quote-unquote real and what's imagined. Yes, get that. Your subconscious mind, I'll say it again, does not know the difference between what's really happening right now in your real life and what's imagined. Your brain waves, you know what? When you imagine something, it is as powerful as it being real, and that's how to harness the law of attraction. And this particular tool with the positive affirmations, I really, really like, because, first of all, because it's easy, but second of all, it does create major changes, and it takes about 3 to 5 weeks to really start kicking in. Now, some people, it kicks in right away. A friend of mine, Marie, who had one done, and she had one done on relationships, and wouldn't you know it, all of a sudden, you know, the current relationship she was in, it wasn't working. They broke up. I mean, it was, you know, kind of like, boy, it was huge, you know, for a short period of time. And then she cleared the space, and now she has this brand new person who's just like amazing for her. And that was all in the span of like, I think, 3 to 5 weeks, not even 5 weeks, I think it was like 3 weeks, you know, between the time she first started the Mind Power Makeover, you know, CD, and then, you know, letting go of this other person and then manifesting this new person in her life. And so be prepared when you do these tools of things happening in your life, and just be open to whatever's happening, that even if it seems difficult at the time, that it's because your subconscious is trying to manifest for you what you say you want. So that's tool number one. So again, you can find the computer program at harnessmindpower.com. And that is my personal link, my affiliate link with these people. And James's site is mindpowermakeovers.com. And you can get your free 21-page affirmations list from him if you get on his mailing list. And he does do some coaching by phone as well, in case you do feel like you need some help with your affirmations. And I don't really do that, but James does do that coaching. Okay, the second tool I want to talk to you about is using vision boards. Now, most of you, well, maybe not most of you, but many of you have heard about that because you've watched the movie The Secret. And one of the, John Assaraf in the movie talks about he had visualized this house using this picture on his vision board, and lo and behold, 5 years later, he was living in the house and didn't even know it. And I was thinking, how did you not know that? But now I realize that it was an aerial view of the home he lived in. And not everyone, you know, when you go visit a home, you don't really see the top of it, right? From a plane's point of view, you kind of go in the front door. So that's why it, you know, took him a while there to realize he actually manifested the exact home that he had put on his vision board. So what is a vision board? Basically, it is a poster that you create with a set of images and or words that mirror what you want to manifest in your life. And traditionally, a vision board uses your, obviously, your visual faculty, so your eyesight, to create an energetic vibration in your heart from looking at these pictures that are pleasing to you. And at Master Your Mind, we actually heard from an expert in vision boards, and they're like 11 or 12 different kind of vision boards. But for the purposes of today's talk, I want to talk to you about two that I feel are really important. To make a vision board, first of all, you can get out some sort of poster board that you're going to paste pictures on. And this is like going back to kindergarten, but it's really, really fun. And you get a whole bunch of old magazines that you're happy to cut up, you know, gather them from friends, from different types of magazines, and you can have a vision board party even, and everybody shares each other's pictures. It's really, really fun. You can get out some stick glue. And one of the vision boards you're going to make is, you know, your lifestyle or your love style, what you're trying to manifest in your life. So you may put pictures on that board from a magazine of a couple happily, you know, holding hands, walking down the beach, or, you know, a couple that is working together, a photo of that, or maybe the house that you're going to be living in, or the place that you want to move to, or, you know, your favorite activities. For example, the main vision board that I have, gosh, I don't know, about 10 different pictures of skating. You know, I've got gold medal on there, and of course that did come true recently. And I've got, you know, these other pair skaters with these high level, you know, spins and lifts on there, and my own private ice rink, which I'm still working on manifesting, and just really, really pleasing pictures to me. So that first vision board is a manifestation of what you really want to create in your life. So you do need to be very, very clear on it. The closer your picture can be to what you really want, the better, because the universe really takes this stuff seriously. And in fact, one of my teachers at Life Directions I went to recently said that they wanted a certain number of children, and then they got one more. And I may make sure I'm having the story right. I think they had three children, and they ended up with a fourth, and they wondered, you know, what's going on. And the fourth kid had blonde hair, and both of them had dark hair, and no, it wasn't the milkman. And they looked back on their vision board, and there she was, the photo of four kids, and one was blonde with curly hair like Goldilocks, and they just gasped and went, oh my gosh, it was on our vision board, and didn't really even pay attention that there was a fourth child, and with completely different hair color, you know. And so it was really obvious it was because of the vision board that she came to being, and it was, I mean, she's just delightful, gorgeous little girl. So put on your vision board exactly what you want to create. Now, the second vision type of vision board is called an intuitive vision board. Now, this one uses more your subconscious mind. So you can ask the universe different questions. You can ask the universe, like, what do you want me to know right now so that I can manifest joy in my life? I mean, it can be that open a question. What will create happiness for my life in this moment? And then what you do is you go through the magazines, and instead of specifically looking at pictures to, you know, manifest your dream partner per se, what you're going to do is you're going to look at whatever pictures are pleasing aesthetically. So just whatever you're drawn to, whatever your heart, you know, your eyes sort of get drawn to. Like the last intuitive vision board I did, I had like an electric guitar, you know, I put on there. I'm like, I don't even play guitar. What's that about? But I think what it was is my question was about, you know, what's going to make me happy right now? And I just saw all these, different pictures on, you know, relaxation and music and writing. And, you know, it was really cool. You know, it had nothing to do with my career, but well, I shouldn't say nothing because the book writing would be. But it was really about what would fill me, what would make me fulfilled and happy. And that symbol, I think the guitar was about keeping music in my life. And since then, I've actually done a lot more singing at home and have really enjoyed it. So your intuitive vision board, you just go and pick whatever pictures look good to you, whatever words look good to you, and you stick it on there. And somehow, after you're done, create meaning from that for yourself. Now, for those of you that either don't like cut and paste or you don't have enough space in your apartment to like put up all these different vision boards, or if you have a tiny little bit of ADD like I do, and you like to, you know, change what you see all the time, same theme but different pictures, then I would suggest that you do an online vision board. And I found one I was playing with yesterday. Oh, my gosh, it's so much fun. I actually got affiliated with him, too. He had contacted me through one of my expert sites and asked if, you know, we could link up together. And I really, really like his product, Tim Wellston. So his site is visionboardsite.com, and I actually have an affiliate link with him as well. That's called amazingvisionboards.com. And so this is my personalized, well, my site through his company. And what I did was I signed up for the monthly pay option. It's like $5.95 a month, and you can do it for free for the first, I think, 14 days, something like 7 days free, I think, so that you can play around with it. Oh, my gosh, it's really easy to use. Now, I really like computers, so this is really good for people that like computers. And sometimes I am, you know, too lazy to put out yet another big poster and, you know, stick a whole bunch of pictures on it. So I created a vision board last night for my career, and they had some really cool photos and graphics. And you just choose a graphic, and you choose the affirmation you want to put underneath there. If you want to put one at all, you can choose the font, and then you can choose from a whole bunch of different pieces of music. You can either upload your own music in MP3 format, or you could choose their music. I chose like a rock and roll piece. And then after I put all the different, you know, pictures, what it does is it flashes a movie of your vision board. So your vision board is like a movie. So it actually flashes in front of you with the music going in the background and these beautiful, beautiful photos and the different affirmations. And to be honest, a lot of these photos I would not find in the magazine. You know, I was looking for very, very specific ones. And sometimes you go through pages and pages and pages of magazine before you find something even close. So I really like this online. If you're into computers, it's very simple to use. And the other nice thing is that they give you a bonus. They give you a goal-setting tool. And this is great because the goal-setting tool, you basically put a deadline for when you want to manifest something. And this is really important because this really makes it serious when you put a deadline. And then you can actually add steps in between now and your goal deadline. So if you say, I don't know, you know, I want to manifest my dream partner within 12 months, you know, you put the date there, and then in between your goals, you can actually put other goals in there. You know, I let go of this current relationship by such and such a time. You know, I, at another date, you know, I finish reading, you know, Conscious Loving, and, you know, I'll go to relationship seminar or whatever it is, you know. And so the goal setting tool is a bonus, which comes with the subscription. And then, of course, you can cancel your subscription at any time. So amazingvisionboards.com. Very fun. And that is really great for those of you that are visual as well as auditory learners. And I'm very much a visual learner. I see a lot of pictures in my mind. When I do intuitive readings, it's very much in a picture format. Occasionally, I do hear things too, but not as often. So the visual aspect is very important. And all this does, it helps you embody your new reality even more than you can on your own. And these tools are just to help you do that. Now, some people are really, really, you know, when you're 5 and 4 and you have your pretend friend there and you're just having a blast, you know, whatever you're playing, you're so into the moment, that type of embodying is what we need to redevelop as adults, to pretend so hard that it feels so real that you have almost like no need for it anymore. That's how powerful embodying can be. And when you're embodying so-called correctly, you'll feel really good. You'll feel like, yes. It's like sort of like when I was, you know, imagining, you know, using the Mind Power Makeover CD and imagining, you know, us winning the championships. You know, James and I did one together. We recorded one with both our voices. But we win the 2008 Adult National Championships. We inspire the crowd. We have the most, you know, celebrated program at Adult Nationals, and I just kept going on and on about all these different things, you know, that I wanted to manifest. And we actually dubbed it onto our program music, so that I think it imprinted, you know, in our minds, in our brain waves, so that when the time came, we just generated that energy very easily, you know, in our program, even though we weren't technically perfect in terms of the emotionality of it and the energy and the impact. I mean, people really felt it. We had so many compliments from people in the stands, people we didn't even know, that said, wow, this is the most entertaining program I've ever seen at Nationals. You know, it was like, wow, that was on my affirmations list. You know, it was very exciting. So this stuff works. So those are the amazingvisionboards.com and the harnessmindbower.com. Are really great tools for you to use to supercharge your ability to manifest what you want, specifically manifesting your dream partner. You see, tools are not anything complex. They're just a way for you to get into that vibration. Another tool that I've used successfully is just journaling and writing, and this particular one is thanking the universe for what you have right now and also what you're going to have. So you can write, "Dear universe, thank you so much. I'm so happy and grateful now that I've won my Adult Nationals, now that my shoulder's completely healed and I have full flexibility," and da 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 da. And you're writing a letter and trying to generate those feelings of gratitude. If you can get into so much gratitude and feeling so blessed that you're in tears, that's ideal. Not always possible, but the journal writing, thank you notes are another great tool that you can use. In fact, if you did it first thing in the morning, right after my Power Makeover audio CD, 5 minutes, that is very powerful. And you think, well, gee, if it's so powerful, why doesn't everybody use it? You know what? We are creatures of habit. It takes energy to create new habits. And you ask yourself, you know what? Am I willing to do this? Am I willing to work on changing my habits so that I can manifest what I want? And for some people, the answer is no. They're not willing to change their habits. They don't want to spend the 5 minutes in the morning or each day to, you know, use these tools and work on their manifesting, because for whatever reason, it's just not in their habit. They don't think it's really long. 5 minutes seems really easy, but they don't do it. Now, I don't do it perfectly either. You know, my healer asked me to do 5 minutes of being every day. Do I remember every day? No. I like doing, you know. I don't like being as much, but when I do the exercise, boy, it feels really cool. You know, so I struggle with that too. And it's just a matter of, you know, if you fall off the wagon and you go, "Oh, I haven't done my manifesting tools for last week," then you can just go, "Oh, okay, well, I'm going to recommit to doing it," and then start it all over again. No big deal. Sort of like a smoker that quits smoking, I find in my practice, is that they quit smoking for like 3 years, and then something bad happens to them and they get stressed and they start smoking again. And if they just smoke that one cigarette and go, "Okay, I'm done. I smoked, no big deal, I'm still a non-smoker," and they quit right then and there, they'd be so much farther ahead. But what happens is they smoke that one cigarette, and then they get down on themselves, and they go, oh, I'm just a terrible person, I'm never going to be a non-smoker, you know, what's the use, I'm so weak, da-da-da-da, you know, and they just run themselves down with negativity so much, so then they start smoking, you know, a pack a day again. But if they just stop at that moment, go, "Oops, that's not what I want," and just recommit, then they'd be so much further ahead. So same thing with this. You know, if you start using the tools every day for a week and then you stop for 3 weeks and you go, "Gee, you know, I haven't used my tools." Then ask yourself, how serious do you want it? How serious do you want to manifest your dream partner? You know, if you really do that badly, then are you willing to change your habits and create new habits for yourself? And even if it seems hokey, and even if it seems that you have no idea how this stuff really works and you don't understand it, you know what? Try it anyway. You know, when you've earnestly tried it out for, you know, 30 or ideally 90 days, if it doesn't work for you, you don't feel like you've had major changes and shifts in your life and your emotions and how you feel, then don't use that one. Maybe that one's not for you. You know, maybe you could try a different tool. I'm not completely attached to everybody has to do these tools. I'm just telling you what's been helpful for me and hoping that that if you do find them helpful, then it'll really ease up the rest of your life, that things will come to you much more naturally, much more magically, with less effort. And all you're doing is you're manipulating recreating your thought pattern, your vibration, to one that is more conducive to getting what you consciously want. And I just want to spend a few minutes telling you about some of the feature shows we're going to do here on Blog Talk Radio. I think the next show I have is going to be coming up in a couple weeks, and that is, I call it my Dr. Karen show, or Ask Dr. Karen show, rather. So if you write in with questions, I probably will have a lot more people writing in by then. I'm going to be away next week for a training in New Jersey, and so let me just check here. The next show, Ask Dr. Karen show, is 4/21/2008 at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and mostly answering questions from people. And so depending on how many questions I have that week, it may be short, it may be long, I'm not really sure. And then the next show is called There's No Free Lunch, But Lunch is Delicious. Here's how to balance between making things happen the warrior way and letting things happen the wizard way of manifesting your desires. And I'll tell you the difference between trying too hard and not trying hard enough. And that's going to be a real fun show. So I hope you can join me then. That's going to be right now. It's tentatively scheduled for May 1st at 3 p.m. Not on a Monday, because I still be traveling from my last training till then. And so please, I'm thank you so much for being with me today and for sending me your well wishes for our skating and for reading my blog and for reading my newsletter. And for those of you that bought my book, thank you. Thank you very, very much. Please feel free to give me feedback on the book, what was helpful, what was not. Certainly, please feel free to give me feedback as well. You can email email me with feedback at info@lawofattractionandlove.com. When you do email me, I'm sorry, I won't be able to reply to all the emails personally, but I do read them. And if you have questions and feedback, I do will incorporate that into future shows and newsletters and that sort of thing. So I'm going to be signing off. Again, thank you very, very much. So I'm just going to give you the couple of links again before I sign off. AmazingVisionBoards.com, or the online vision board, HarnessMindPower.com, and that's for the mind makeover program that you can use on your computer and with your music. And at the www.lawofattractionandlove.com, there's a link to the Law of Attraction and Love bookstore, which is my Amazon link, which has the books we talked about, The Conscious Loving and Happy for No Reason, and also John Kehoe's book, Mind Power into the 21st Century. So I hope you have enjoyed the show, and I will talk to you next time.